Now, Niraj Lal is here from the Cavendish Laboratory in Cambridge. Got a question for you from Peter in Godmanchester. He says, if solar cells are inefficient, how do they compare to the direct conversion of energy you would get, for instance, from a heat engine, in other words, just an engine, or simple heat absorption?
Sure. So a typical diesel generator would be about 40% efficient. And so that what that means is heat energy to electrical energy is about 40% efficient, or maybe 45% for a really good one. Just recently, they cracked 40% efficiency with solar cells, solar photovoltaic cells. So the efficiencies are about the same, but for converting heat energy, your diesel engine generator or heating up a hot bucket of steam is more efficient.
When you say 40%, what sort of light are they absorbing? Are they just taking the light we can see? Or does that mean that when you measure light, obviously light's a huge great continuum. There's light we can't see, ultraviolet and infrared, and then the stuff we can. So what's included in that calculation then?
For a solar cell? What they have is a solar cell has a band gap, so it has a particular wavelength, and it'll absorb light of all energy higher than that particular wavelength. So, definitely we can't see some of the light from the sun. Some of it's in the infrared and in the UV. But a solar cell will absorb at a particular wavelength and absorb everything that we see, plus all the UV ahead of it and plus all the X-rays and gamma rays.
So could you make one then that will work in the dark because it will just use heat? Because that's infrared. It's a form of light. We just can't see it.
I think technically, yes, but the efficiencies that you get would be really fine.
Probably not worth doing. Yeah. Thank you, Niraj. This is The Naked Scientist. We're talking about the science of solar. If you have any questions for us, it's chris@thenakedscientist.com.
Distilling the best science. The Naked Scientists.